Let's talk some movies with our man Eddie, talking films thanks to the Majestic Cinema on a Friday. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm great, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad, although I'm a bit worried about this. The film is called Hubie Halloween. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Not sure what's happening in this creepy town. The police department is advising everyone to stay home and lock their doors.
What are we screaming at?
You know what I think done it? A werewolf.
Think you've been watching too many scary movies, Louise.
That's the trailer for Hubie Halloween. Eddie, it stars Adam Sandler. I have questions for you, but first of all, give us a little idea of the story.
Yeah, so look, an Adam Sandler comedy on Netflix, we should very much know what to expect from this. This is the last film of his initial, it was about $70 million deal with Netflix to release a couple of films exclusively through them. And Hubie Halloween follows our man Adam Sandler, who plays Hubie Dwyer, who, let's just say, is a man-child of sorts. He loves Halloween. He lives in Salem, which, of course, the Salem witch trials, and has a long history of creepy, crawly and weird otherworldly things happening. And on Halloween night, this one particular night, some bit of mist in old Salem, and it's up to Hubie to unlock the mysteries of what that exactly is.
Now, admittedly, I've only seen the trailer, but my question to you at this is Adam Sandler just playing another idiot to be laughed at?
Look, that's one way to describe it, Andrew, absolutely. This is the Billy Madison, kind of Happy Gilmore type Adam Sandler that we either know or we don't know, or we love or we hate. It's going to be pretty divisive, you know. Some people love him, which is fine. Others can't stand him. And I'd just like to say as well, the last time we saw Sandler in a Netflix film in Australia was Uncut Gems, a fantastic film that showed that Adam Sandler can, in fact, act. And here we have again, very lazy Adam Sandler performance with a lispy voice, very much, again, a man-child. It's almost like a child in a man's body who is making crass innuendo jokes that you'd see in a high school or primary school at that. And it's about the gist of the high quality of jokes and material that we do get here.
I find with Adam Sandler, it's like one step forward, five steps back. Uncut Gems was a fantastic film, a rare gem, if you would allow me to say. But this, as you said, it looks like he's just going back to doing stupid, self-indulgent comedy that everyone's going to forget and regret that they watched for 2 hours.
Yeah, and it's exactly right. And look, there's a bare-bones plot, which is the main staple of most of the Adam Sandler films in the comedy genre that are very forgettable. You know, they almost don't have a plot. It's just an excuse for him to, do a kind of easy, lazy role for some cheap potential laughs. And he gets his friends involved, like Kevin James, Rob Schneider, Shaquille O'Neal, that they all show up here in Hubie Halloween. Steve Buscemi, who's been a long-time staple of Adam Sandler films. And look, there's little moments in the film that are funny, but they often don't revolve around Sandler, and they're not the type of jokes that you would readily admit that you enjoyed to people, because they're quite low-end type, low common denominator jokes. But yeah, look, it's a shame, because even I've spoken to a few people about this film, and I've actually said there's somewhere here an actual funny, interesting story and a really cool setup of Salem and on Halloween. You know, there's a great set piece, and they don't really do anything with it, and there's no particular thought given to trying. I don't think this is very much a film that was just ticking off a few boxes, and I'm sure Netflix will get good viewership from it, as they always do with Adam Sandler films.
So what's your Majestic rating for Hubie Halloween, mate?
It's no Ridiculous 6, which makes me happy to report, but it's certainly no Masterpiece either. This is 2 thermos out of 5 for me.
No Ridiculous 6 is not a very high watermark, mate. It's not a huge hurdle to get over.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that film, but then when you see Sandler on Netflix, you're reminded that, you know, there was a film called The Ridiculous 6, which was literally ridiculous and extremely unfunny. So if you haven't checked that one out and you want to watch the worst film, go and find that one on Netflix.
Okay, that's something to do this weekend, or watch something good. Mate, the good news is it's on Netflix, so it's not going to cost you anything to start watching it before you walk out of your own lounge room. Mate, Eddie will be back next week for another Majestic review. Thank you very much.
No problem at all, Andrew. We'll speak then.